I'm joined by Tile Kwise,
a reporter from Abidjan
who
witnessed the bombardment last night.
Describe what happened, Tile.
Well, those people living in Abidjan had a tough time last night and couldn't sleep because of the bombing. And we could see the fireballs and the smoke in the sky as UN helicopters and French helicopters start bombing the military barrack under the control of pro-Gbagbo forces in Abidjan. So we have shaking, and we were obliged to lay down earth and to pray because it was hectic and very hard to support. And we've never witnessed some things like this before.
How long did it go on for?
The bombing started at 5:45 p.m. and last the whole night. So it is only this morning that there's a kind of calm on the front. Otherwise, during the night, it was very, very hot, and we couldn't sleep because of the noise of the sound of the heavy weapons that have been used during the bombing.
And where were the bombs, being targeted?
Well, the bombing targeted in Akwedo military barrack. It is the military barrack under the pro-Gbagbo forces in the eastern part of Abidjan. And on the presidential residence of Gbagbo in the south, and in Plateau, in the presidential palace, a suburb in the south as well. So on these three main points, it was on these three main places that the UN rockets, were targeted.
What's happening now?
Well, now people are still barricading themselves because of the fear, and only very, very few people are willing to go out, and I'm gearing up to go out on the ground to see what's happening there, because I've received many calls from, other eyewitnesses on the ground who told me what happened. Many rockets fall in the surrounding, homes and destroy the roofs and the home and of many civilians who have been living close to the camps. So I'm gearing up to go out to see, what happened on the ground.
Give me an example of what the eyewitness said.
Yeah, I spoke with a lady who has been living in the surrounding of the military barrack of Akwedo, who told me that the bombing smashed window glass and the glass, was scattered on the houses. So she was obliged to run and hide, lay down the bed and still wait, but she couldn't sleep. And when I spoke to her, I could hear a voice, I could hear a cry on the phone.
Do you have any idea how many casualties there have been?
Say that again, please.
Do we know how many injuries or deaths there have been?
Oh, no. At the time being, it's quite difficult to get a formal, figure concerning those injured people. But it's sure that in the coming hours we'll have a clear idea of people that have been injured in this bombing.
What kind of rumors are you hearing?
Hello?
What are people saying about the number of injuries?
No, it is people saying that many people have been injured, but we don't have an exact number of the injuries. But it has been reported that those would be injuries have been injured by, the rockets, and some of them have been injured by the fire of the rockets in the surrounding of the military barrack.
We're getting reports that Laurent Gbagbo is negotiating a surrender. Have you heard that?
Yes, I've heard that. Early in this morning, Mr. Ouattara, the ambassador of Ivory Coast at the United Nations, said it this morning, but we don't have additional sources. It is only one source, and one source is not source. We have to double check the information before we could confirm it. And I've tried this morning to make some calls to call the people from Mr. Gbagbo to confirm, but the phone has been ringing. The phone rang many times, but nobody was picking up the phone. So, I can't confirm that Mr. Gbagbo is going to resign.
As I understand it, the presidential compound has been targeted, but also TV stations. Is that right?
Yeah, the TV station has been targeted during the night, and the RTI, which is the state-run TV, is off-air now.
And how far are you away from the bombardment?
Start again.
How far away are you from last night's bombardment?
Yeah, I am. My place is like 4 to 5 kilometers from the bombing. But the heavy was, I mean, the noise, the sound was so, let's say, it was like if I was, let's say, very close to the camp, because the noise was so loud and, yeah, hectic, really.
And I've seen some video footage of smoke billowing over the center of the city. Have you seen that too?
Yeah, I saw this video, and I got, let's say, a first hand video yesterday, because I have a friend who's been living close to the camps, close to the barrack, who sent me this video a few hours after the bombing started. So he through the video I could saw the smoke. But when the bombing started in the night, I saw the fireballs in the sky and the smoke as well.
Do we have any idea where Lorenzo is at the moment?
Well, at the time being, I think it might be at the presidential palace in Plateau or at the cathedral, because many people living in the surrounding of the palace have been urged to go and, let's say, form a human shield at the cathedral. So I was asking myself, so why are probable asking people, civilian living in Plateau, to go and, let's say, form a human shield in the cathedral? Maybe it's because of the fact that Mr. Gbagbo is hiding here. So it's just a question, but I think we have to investigate in this sense as well.
Okay. What do you think is going to happen next?
Well, I think the denouement is not so far. I think that we are witnessing the very last hours of this showdown between the pro-Gbagbo and the pro-Attra forces. I think as the area of Mr. Gbagbo has been cordoned off by the UN troops and the French forces, military forces, so he's going to resign.
Okay, Sealy. Thanks very much.
Thank you.